بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا وشدوا حبا لله. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Seeing that the month of Ramadan Mubarak is just 1 week away now and few hours, so we will concentrate in today's talk what should be our Ramadan program. Inshallah, next week Friday night, we hope that we scan the sky and we see the new moon and the crescent. So once we see the new moon and the crescent, what should we be reading? We should read Allahu Akbar, Hilal Khairin wa Rushdin. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, make this month a month of khair, of goodness, wa Rushdin and righteousness. So this dua is mentioned in Abu Dawood. Hilal Khairin wa Rushdin. O Almighty Allah, make this month a month of goodness and righteousness. We all are saying Ramadan. Almighty Allah has mentioned among the 12 months, the only name that is mentioned in the Noble Quran is the month of Ramadan. Surah 2 verse 185. What is the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan means tahriqul zunub, and that is that we incinerate and burn our sins. So we should not be waiting for Ramadan to start. From now already, we should try and burn our sins. We all are guilty of certain sins, and we know that it is our shortcoming and weakness. So therefore, Almighty Allah commands us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. O you who believe, turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in tawbah and repentance, such a tawbah that is nasuha. What is the meaning of nasuha? Once we make tawbah, we repent, then we don't go back to those vices and those evil. That is a sign that our tawbah is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah. Thereafter, we should set targets for ourselves. Now we're going to wake up, Sahri time, Suhoor time. What should we be doing? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ni'ma suhoorul mu'mini at-tamr. The best suhoor, the best pre-dawn meal a person can have is dates. So dates is sunnah, iftar time. Similarly, dates is sunnah, Sahri time, Suhoor time as well. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Abu Dawood. Then Quran Kareem teaches us what else should we do at Sahri time. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. At Suhoor time, Sahri time, we should be making istighfar. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions the virtues of istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, this is the month of Ramadan. Even now we should be doing it. And more so in Ramadan. That forgive me and I ask for forgiveness and pardon of Allah. When a person makes tawbah and repent and make istighfar, listen to what the Quran Kareem teaches us. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah will not punish a people as long as they engage and gross in istighfar. We know the condition of our country. We know the strife. We know the chaos. We know the burning, the rioting, looting, plundering. So we need to beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Yursili Sama Alaikum Midrara. In Cape Town, as I speak to you now, I did a program for them last night on Voice of the Cape. They only have 10%, 11% water. So we must beg Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, we're making istighfar, send down your mercy and your rain. There's acute shortage. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِهُ وَبَنِينَ. We make istighfar here on the land and sand. Almighty Allah promise, Allah will bless you, increase your wealth, Allah will increase your children, Allah will grant you Jannat and Paradise. All these bounties and favors of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala are mentioned. So that is what we should do. Thereafter, fasting is a duty, and the beauty of Ramadan is Tilawatul Quran. So each one of us, minimum, we should try and read at least one complete Quran. No person has an excuse. We have ample time. In South Africa, it is winter, the nights are so long. So we should make our timetable in such a way. We see the Ramadan of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Ramadan, the Master alayhi salatu salam would read to Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam would read to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what we need to do. Husband, read to your wife. Wife, read to your husband. Parents, read to your children. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Man sama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaba. Man qama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaba. Any person who fasts during Ramadan and he makes Taraweeh, and inside within himself he has that iman, he's doing it with love, with zeal, enthusiasm, not considering it a burden. This imam is reading too slow, this one is taking too long. No. So we should do it with love. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. The sins of that person are forgiven. Imagine, these are big, big lessons for all of us. Study the seerah mubarakah of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَانَ أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ وَإِنَّ جُودَهُ أَكْثَرْ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ. Mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, the Master alayhi salatu wasalam was so generous, during the month of Ramadan, more generous than a gusting wind. Meaning Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would help everybody, not only with money, any way possible, sometime advice, sometime physical help, sometime with material wealth. So let us make this challenge daily in Ramadan. I will do an extra action which I normally should not do. For example, I'll go visit a sick person one day. For example, one day I'll go to the prison. One day I will go to the people who are in the orphanage. So in that way we make this Ramadan 1438 a special Ramadan, that we bring joy to the poor, the destitute, the needy. We need to show the non-Muslims as well that we are Muslims and we care of humanity at large. We empower them as well. Our zakat we will give to the poor Muslims, but our lillah, our ordinary voluntary charity, so that we give to our people, our non-Muslims also, whether it's our employee, our maids, or other people, whether we know them or not. That is the beauty of Ramadan. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala wants us to show, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, that those people who possess the true iman, they intensely in love with Almighty Allah. Whole Ramadan, my brothers, is a message of love and mercy. Let us look at our Islamic lunar calendar. The first 20 days, Ya Allah, for your love, for your pleasure, I will not eat, I will not drink, I will not fulfill my last passion, conjugal rights, during the fasting hours. Then when the last 10 days come, then, Ya Allah, I love my wife, I love my children, I love my shop, I love my job, but I love you more, O Allah. So we come in the house of Allah and we make i'tikaf. Why do we come for i'tikaf? Just to display our love to Almighty Allah. Allah ke saamne ye bayan karna hai apne aamal se, Ya Allah, aapki khushnudi ke liye maine biwi, bachche, dukaan, sab kuch chhod diya aur aapka mehman ban gaya. I left everything, O Allah, and now I'm your guest in your house, Ya Allah. And when a person sits for itikaf, remember that he definitely obtains Laylatul Qadr, the night of power and majesty. Let us turn the pages of history, brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners of CII. I will just take you through two incidents due to time constraint. Me and you, we live here in South Africa. Yes, there is a problem of crime. We all accept it. But if you just juxtapose, compare our country with 99% of the other countries, we are living a life of luxury, we are living a life of comfort, we are living a life which other people can only dream about. Let us see what happened in the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the second year of the Hijrah. It is the 17th of Ramadan. The day is Friday, like today, Jumu'ah. Where are the Sahaba? Where is the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It is the second year after the Hijrah, and they are going to fight against Abu Jahl and his army. The odds are stacked against the Muslims. Muslims are 313. The enemy are about 1,000. Well armed and equipped. And the Muslims have very little, because they were not even prepared for it. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cries to Allah, Laylatul Jumu'ah, that night of Friday, that is, the battle took place Friday, the night preceding it. And what did the Master alayhi salam say? Learn the lesson, my brothers. Ramadan is a month of dua. Study the Quran, verses 183, 184, 185, 187. Allah speaks of Ramadan. In between verse 186, Surah Baqarah chapter 2, Allah speaks of dua, to show us the importance of dua and the significance of it. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam cries to Allah, Ya Allah, Allahumma antuhulika adil isaba, lan tu'bad ba'dal yawm. Ya Allah, if you destroy this group here, then your name will not be taken in future. The Master alayhi salam cried so much, the shawl mubarak of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam fell. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was there. He said, Hasbuka ya Rasulullah. Go open Muslim Sharif, you will find it. Enough, ya Rasulullah. The Sahaba were geared up. They are Imani spirits, Imani quwwat. Today we speak of technology. Today we speak of arm and ammunition. Wallahi, in this masjid I tell you, there is nothing that is stronger than the Iman, the power of a true believer. When we have that Iman, then we can overcome anybody. Afghanistan is in front of you. When the Russian Red Army came, what did the Mujahideen have? Their weapons were outdated. The numbers, they were outnumbered. Everything. But one thing they possessed was Iman. Not only they defeated the Red Army, the whole Soviet Union disintegrated. That is the lesson we learn in this day and this age. So Sahaba took them on. 70 of the non-Muslims dispatched to Jahannam. 70 taken as captives. Muslims lost 14 men who were shuhada and martyrs and buried there in Badr. So they were dicing with death right in this month of Ramadan. The same Makkah Mukarramah where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, and the Milad Mubarak, the honorable birth of the Master, took place. He spent 53 years there. We find in the 8th year of the Hijrah, 10,000 Sahaba came with the Master alayhi salam in Ramadan. Abu Sufyan saw this. Sa'd radiallahu anhu was fired up, and he told Abu Sufyan, Al-Yawmu Yawmul Malhamah. Today is the day of laham. Hum boti boti kar denge. We're going to slaughter you and we're going to finish. When Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered, he, Abu Sufyan, complained to the Master alayhi salam. Sa'd said, they're going to slaughter us and they're going to make keema out of us. They're going to make mincemeat out of us. Look at what the Master said sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-Yawmu Yawmul Marhama. Nay, today is the day of mercy and compassion. The Master alayhi salam delivered the memorable khutbah and asked them, oh you Meccans, you know what you did. You expelled me and you let me go to Medina Munawwara. What must I do with you today? They said, you are Kareem, Ibnul Kareem, Ibnul Kareem. You are honorable, your father, grandfather, everyone honorable. We expect something honorable. The Master said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, go, antumut tulaqa. I give you asylum, I give you freedom. The Master had to say that, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the whole table changed. Yadukhuluna fi deenillahi afwaja took place. They entered into Islam in their droves and droves. You can read all the Taraweeh. You can make 20, 30 khatams. You can read all the Quran Sharif, give all the charity. But if we are not speaking to one another, we have severed ties. I see the brother, I see the sister. But we had an argument, and now we turn our face away. Remember, all that ibadat is thrown back in our face. The hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Utrukhuma hatta yastaliha." These two people leave their good actions, everything in abeyance, till they reconcile. My esteemed brothers, sisters, listeners of CII, the prerequisite for acceptance in the court of Almighty Allah is minimum we have to reconcile. You don't have to become the best friend of everybody. You have to just make salam. Assalamu alaikum. We have differences. We have so many differences. But that does not justify for our own ego, for our own desires, we sever ties. Yes, if it is an Islamic issue, your son is not reading Salat, and you say, I'm not going to speak to you for the whole week till you read Salat, you justify it. So that is an Islamic issue. Ours are not Islamic issues. Ours is just to massage our own ego. One, two other important aspects I need to explain. Ramadan Mubarak will start. The Ummah and Muslimah will be fasting. We are in comfort zone. Look at Burma, what the Buddhists are doing. Raping, murdering our people there in Myanmar, in Burma. These are supposed to be so-called peaceful people. But remember, they are the most oppressed people in the world, according to United Nations records. Go to the land of Palestine and see in Gaza what is happening. 20 hours there is no electricity. Because the Palestinian Authority and the apartheid Israeli regime have made sure that they're going to make sure that the Muslims of Palestine must suffer. So we have too many munafiqeen like the Palestinian Authority in our midst. And everywhere in the world, this ummah today has more munafiqeen and hypocrites than true Muslims. And that is the reality. And if you understand Quran, Surah Baqarah, Almighty Allah speaks first 5 verses of true Muslims, then 2 verses of non-Muslims, then 13 verses of munafiqeen and hypocrites. Big lesson to remember that. So make dua for the people of Palestine, Gaza, Almighty Allah decimate the Zionist entity and protect Masjid al-Aqsa and liberate Palestine. Then the Shia, the Kafirs, see what they are doing in Syria. They're changing the entire demographics of Syria. The Muslims of Syria, the Sunnis, 7 million, 6 million today have become refugees. And they're pouring in the Shias from Iran, from Lebanon, from Iraq, bringing them into Syria so that the Sunni population becomes a minority and the Shia population becomes a majority. You need to understand the small things, or whichever way you want to look. Big things or small things. Understand the real world and the real geopolitics what's going on. This is what we need to understand. Whether it is Buddhist, whether it is Jews, whether it is the Zionists, whether it is Shia, whether it is the Hindus. You know what they're doing now in India? Not only Kashmir. The Muslims are caught just slaughtering a cow or something. Remember, they will kill him sometime or they'll arrest him, and they will make sure that economically the Muslims are becoming weaker and weaker. So everyone has ganged up, whether it is of any cult or faith or religion, if you want to call it. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. So the non-Muslims have decided that Muslims, we want them to be finished. In each way, politically, socially, economically, we need to weaken them. Then you come to our country. See the circus that's going on in our country. We have so many clowns running around. But remember, the scary part is what? When the ulama start passing fatwas, and those fatwas, they pass so-called fatwa TV is legal. They pass so-called fatwa to bury a Muslim person in a non-Muslim graveyard is acceptable. Now yesterday, I'm not speaking of individuals, I'm speaking of organizations. They pass verdict, and I'm sure you saw it, that you can use as a last resort, according to them, that pork porcine in their vaccination. When this ummah reaches the stage Then remember, we are asking for the punishment of Almighty Allah to come on this country. Something which Islam has made absolutely haram. The swine, the pig, the khinzir, bumper to bumper, top to bottom is absolutely haram. And now these Maulvis, to please their corrupt politicians, they have passed this fatwa. We need to be fair. We don't fear anybody besides Allah, alhamdulillah. So we need to know that these people here, with their crooked fatwas, we don't accept it, we reject it. And I'm warning you, the ummah, you should not fall for all these tricks. Because what's going to happen, your masoom children, you're going to allow the vaccination to go on. In that child of yours, a portion of the khinzir, the pork, is in that son and daughter's body. What do you think when he or she grows up? Yahan hamare junubi Africa mein, because some of the brothers are foreigners, they don't understand. So, baz molvi logo de, aise ulta sida fatwa de diya, ke ye jo tika hai, vaccination hai, جو سور کا گوش ہے آپ اس کو استعمال کر سکتے ہیں یہ ٹیکہ میں یہ بالکل حرام ہے اور جائز نہیں ہے اسلامی شریعت میں خاص طور سے اس کا متبادل بھی ہے بدیل بھی ہے remember there are alternatives so what you talk about this so remember we reject it with the contempt it deserves so may Almighty Allah جل وعلا this Ramadan show us the lessons of Mustafa صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم where we are prepared to forgive people and prepared to protect Islam without being apologetic and without being compromising our deen. And remember, brothers, that you can't just stay away from eating, drinking, and daytime or nighttime, now we're busy with the movies, we're busy with the TV. So what's that? This is now imploding, self-inflicted. They're self-inflicted, we are causing harm to ourselves. Remember the meaning of Ramadan. Tahriq al-dhunub, to burn the sins. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us barakah in these days of Shaban. Wa balighna Ramadan, and spare us for Ramadan. And we become an asset to the ummah at large. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah, I think it's sunnah. Read sunnahs, and then after 5 minutes, we'll have the khutbah salat, inshallah.
Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya ala salam. Hayya ala salam. Hayya ala al-falah. Hayya ala al-falah. أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الملك الديان القوي السلطان الحنان المنان الذي كل يوم هو في شان أحمده في كل وقت وأشكره سرا وإعلان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار من يطع الله ورسوله فقد هدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم معاشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت قال عز وجل كل نفس ذائقة الموت بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم الآيات وذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، خصوصا منهم من أصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم، وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين، اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. ان الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة.